What up, world? Welcome to another episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always, all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand Janu Show, and of course, social media platform. Oh, that was it. And YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. Hope you guys enjoy this. It's been a minute since I've done a podcast, so bear with me. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, man. Let's get into it. Tonight is, of course, Point of View or Random Shit. Also, it's deep dive. So, hope you guys enjoy this. So, the last deep dive I did was about the Kendrick Lamar Like That verse. And since then, all hell's broken loose. Of course, y'all know what I want to talk about with this deep dive. That is J. Cole. J. Cole dropped Might Delete Later EP, mixtape, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He dropped it this past weekend. And by the way, phenomenal fucking project. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. J. Cole is one of my favorite rappers. And that project is a fucking amazing body of work. But on the end of the album, he does a 7-minute drill. And he pretty much, people want to call it a diss track. I say respond. It was a response to what Kendrick pretty much said on Like That. The thing about the thing about this situation is that J. Cole responded back to Kendrick at the end of this project, and that's all people really want to talk about. And I was gonna do this episode, and I was gonna talk about it, but then Dreamville Festival happened this past weekend. And J. Cole, to a lot of people, did the unthinkable. He chose to tap out. He chose to throw in the white flag. He chose to literally say, I don't want to be for Kendrick. And I'm sorry for even doing that shit. He apologized. Now, the conversation has shifted to a lot of things. J. Cole, should he be in the conversation of the best rappers anymore because he decided to quit doing a rap beef? You can't do that shit. There's been a lot of shit J. Cole's way. Now, I have been on record and I have said that I am a J. Cole fan. J. Cole is my favorite rapper out of this era. He is, to me, one of the best rappers I've ever heard. So it should come as no surprise that I do not give a fuck that he decided to drop the fuck out the beef between him and Kendrick. I don't care. Now, would I have loved to see them two go head to head? Of course I fucking would have. Who the fuck wouldn't? I'm a fucking rap fan. I'm not a fucking idiot. I would love to see J. Cole and Kendrick go one-on-one. That would be perfect for me. That's the fan in me. But the fan in me also knows my artist. And I knew J. Cole was never going to 100% go fully fuck it against Kendrick Lamar. Because as a fan, you know J. Cole. Right? If you know your artists that you are listening to, the rappers that you are listening to, the people that you listen to, you should automatically know what their temperament is when you listen to their music. I don't listen to J. Cole music to get hype. I listen to J. Cole music when I need calming down, when I need peace, balance. When I want to listen to a lyrical ability, wordplay. J. Cole's one of my favorite rappers. I've grown up listening to J. Cole. The man I started listening to J. Cole in 2010 when he dropped Friday Night Lights. My brother played his mixtape. And the first song I ever heard from J. Cole was Too Deep for the Intro. And immediately I was hooked. I was like, yo, this dude is different. And every year he's grown into my favorite artist, my favorite rapper. So I'm not too surprised that J. Cole decided to not do what he's done. I mean, if you listen to 2014 Forest Hills Drive, one of his most critically acclaimed albums, you heard him say at the beginning of the fucking album on January 28th, you might be Drizzy Drake or you might be Kendrick Lamar, but check the birthday, my nigga. You ain't the God, which was a shot at Kanye. Because he was coming out with Yeezus and he was doing the Yeezus shit. And if you listen to For Your Eyes Only, you can tell J. Cole's energy was never on that beef shit. KOD. You listen to any of J. Cole's projects, you know this man is not that person. Now, does he rap with a different undertone nowadays when he's rapping? Of course, but if you are a rapper like J. Cole, you gotta have the confidence in yourself to do what you have done for the last 3 years. Which is what brings me to this conversation, which is people now saying, oh, J. Cole ain't in the conversation and all this shit. Because you niggas don't listen to J. Cole. And I wish you would stop sitting there and saying you listen to J. Cole, because you don't listen to J. Cole. It's tiring to hear motherfuckers get on platforms and be like, man, I wish he would have kept going. You don't listen to J. Cole. I know you fucking don't. When the fuck have you ever heard a J. Cole song where that nigga was rapping like he wanted problems with people? When's the last album you heard J. Cole on that he's done where he came off as like some aggressive ass nigga that wanted beef with motherfuckers? Where he rap like he been saying I'm the best, I'm this. Like every fucking rapper that's ever touched a microphone, he said he's the best. The fuck are you talking about? For people to sit there and tell me J. Cole is out of that conversation as the best rapper, okay, cool. But my thought on that is you never had him as your best rapper. You never thought he was that guy. If this is the thing that made you not like him anymore, nigga, I guess. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, that's the thing that made you not like him anymore? Okay. Even when, the Lil Pump shit. People are like, oh, he sat down with Lil Pump. And all this shit. Did y'all not listen to 1985? Y'all not listen to 1985? At the end of KOD? Of course you didn't. She don't listen to J. Cole. It's shit like this that makes people, you show who you really are. I knew J. Cole was gonna apologize. Because that's not his nature. He does respect what Kendrick and Drake has done. He's always been the balance between the Kendricks and the Drakes. He's always been. But that's why he's always considered himself third in the conversation. Because if you heard Heaven's EP, you heard him literally say, this is why they threw me the bronze. It's like, because, to me, the niggas are superstars. Like, that's why when you see me at certain events, I'm moving awkwardly. That's who he is, man. I'm not, as a J. Cole fan, bro, I'm not even one inch disappointed in what he did. I'm not nowhere near close to disappointed. I knew that he was never going to keep that energy towards that, like, to that situation because he respects Kendrick too much to not say, yo, I tried to jab this nigga and it kept coming off as compliments. Like, I couldn't even jab him. Like, I couldn't even diss this nigga properly because there's no malice in my shit. I can't go at this nigga when I have too much respect for him. And for that alone is why I think people miss the fucking point. Him apologizing to Kendrick does not change. Again, I gotta stop looking at it from a perspective of people. For me, personally, J. Cole is still my favorite rapper. J. Cole is still in my top five of greatest rappers of all time, dead or alive. J. Cole is still one of the best rappers I've ever heard. This does not change, excuse me, it does not change what I personally believe J. Cole is. When the Fall Off drop, it's still gonna be the best album of the year. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That shit's gonna be album of the motherfucking year. Because all of you niggas have opinions and point of views, and it's cool. But to sit up here and try to now downplay J. Cole's greatness is what the fuck I got a problem with. Because you can never sit up here and downplay that man's greatness. Just because he chose after he responded to Kendrick to say, you know what? This is so beneath me, and I do not think this is the right thing to do with me as a person. I can't jab my nigga like that. I won't fall into a purpose where, if you again are a J. Cole fan, you've heard him speak on his evolution as a person. That is not who he is. And you've heard him say numerous times, I had to get right mentally, personally. I stopped trying to be this rap nigga and be a man. And for that long, you can get mad at him for it. You can disqualify him from this conversation. Cool, whatever. But J. Cole's the best rapper alive. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't give a shit. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. I don't give a fuck how you feel. My opinion is J. Cole is still the best rapper alive. I don't give a fuck how you feel. And it actually doesn't hurt to me his greatness. Which brings me to the Drake shit. I do believe Drake has a diss record for Kendrick. Because unlike a lot of people in the game, Drake has actually been the most battle tested out of everyone. Drake has been in multiple beefs with multiple fucking artists. Common, Kanye, Push, Meek. So for people that keep sitting up here and acting like that nigga can't rap is the funniest shit on the planet. And to be honest with you, Kendrick has more to lose than Drake. Tell me one thing that Kendrick is gonna do, say about Drake that hasn't already been said. He don't write his own shit. Okay, we've heard that already. I can crush you in the, on a microphone. You ain't better than me lyrically. Okay. You sing. You a singing nigga. Okay. Kendrick has more to lose than Drake does. Because of Drake, of all people. If Drake is the one that bodies Kendrick, what do y'all say? What do y'all say? I have literally said Drake is in a lose-lose situation. But then you think about it, Kendrick's in a fucking lose-lose situation. Kendrick's in a lose-lose situation. Because Kendrick does not do it isn't like when you've been in the game for a decade plus, like a lot of these motherfuckers have. You can't move. You don't change shit. You don't take anybody's core fans. You don't do any of that shit. So when I hear people say Kendrick gonna body Drake and he gonna take him out, and is there anything you can do to really take Drake out? There's nothing y'all can do to take Drake out. Drake is always gonna have his beloved fans. When you've been in the game for a decade plus, there's nobody that can take you out of shit. You are already beloved and you are already set in stone. You don't stop Drake, and that's the problem. But for Kendrick, you can stop Kendrick. And that's the biggest problem. I don't think people are ready to realize that if Drake actually does come out and he does discredit what Kendrick really does mean to a lot of people, and I get it, we live in a world where it doesn't matter what he says. You already got him as the loser because you just won't be open-minded to Drake actually out-rapping Kendrick. But there's certain things about Kendrick that can be put up under a microscope, and you can be like, yeah, that is kind of interesting. Now, his discography, you can't talk about it. You can't. But when you sit there and you say that there's nothing Drake can rap about that. And this is the thing about the J. Cole diss that is actually accurate. J. Cole did actually point out a lot of the Kendrick flaws. So Drake does go at Kendrick and he points that shit out. And he actually broadens the light on it. Kendrick's already, Drake's already lost mentally because a lot of people will already say Drake lost as soon as Kendrick drops the diss record. But I don't think that that is, like I've said numerous times, Drake doesn't lose because he doesn't outbar Kendrick. That's not the case. Drake loses because people will never give him that victory over Kendrick, even if Kendrick doesn't come out with the hardest diss record. As long as Kendrick said something to Drake, it's a burial. And that's the problem. Not saying Kendrick won't diss Drake hard and go crazy on Drake, because he will. But to sit up there and say Drake won't do it to Kendrick, now that's where the fuck the problem is. Because I've seen Drake go crazy. Stay scheming. That whole diss was to Common. I've seen Drake go crazy. Duppy. He got some real shit in on pushing Kanye in that song. Sicko Mode. I've seen him diss Kanye before. Y'all sit up here and say Drake can't. Joe Budden on the fucking the Fresh Montana song. Pump, pump, pump it up. Like, you let me turn into the nigga that you almost was. Like, shit like that. Like, bro, he can diss these niggas. Don't get it twisted, bro. Drake has actually been the most battle-tested nigga out of everyone. Kendrick ain't been in that many rap beefs. We don't know what Kendrick really would be like when he get into that element. We assume he's gonna be great because he's made so many songs and so many diss records on certain people that it feels like he's gonna go crazy on niggas. But who knows? Who knows? We shall see. All in all, J. Cole's still one of the best rappers alive. Stop playing with that man. One apology does not take away his greatness. That is ridiculous. The second thing, I don't know who's gonna win this battle between Drake and Kendrick. What I will say is this. If y'all downplay Drake because you just don't believe he can do it, that's how back to back get created. That's how charged up makes happen. And that's how charged up happens. Stop sitting up here and saying he can't do it because you don't want to believe he can do it. The nigga been battle tested. The nigga can do it. Stop playing with him. I can't wait for what's gonna happen. And by the way, Future and Metro Boomin, whatever y'all do with that album. Y'all drop it this Friday. I promise you, Drake will diss you niggas that Saturday. If it's something that y'all are true, I think Drake got a bunch of diss records ready. I don't think it's just one of Kendrick. I think he's got a couple of diss records ready. And I think that's where a lot of people not understand it. Drake got some shit planned. And once this album drop, I think it drops this Friday. I think he's gonna let him drop it Friday. And then literally the next day, he's gonna come out with a diss record for Future in him. And it's on. After that, it's on. So, we're about to have a war, ladies and gentlemen, hip hop. It's gonna be fucking intriguing to see how it goes. But also, I want to sit here and see people also saying that Drake and that Wayne and Nicki Minaj cannot jump in for Drake. So it's okay for the entire rap game to diss Drake, but the two people that he has probably his closest alliances with in the game, Wayne and Nicki Minaj. They can't help him? That sounds absolutely and utterly fucking stupid of people to sit there and say, oh, Wayne and Nicki can't jump in and help Drake. This is supposed to be Drake. Drake gotta go at all these niggas. Really? Drake's supposed to go at the every nigga on the But here's the thing, Future can't out-rap Drake. Travis Scott can't out-rap Drake. Rick Ross got some lyrical ability to do some things, but what can he really tell Drake? So it feels like everybody's riding on what Kendrick says because Kanye can't diss Drake. Kanye isn't lyrical like that. So all you hoping is push or Kendrick get back at Drake. And if they don't, then what? Then what? think Push might be on a new, we still don't trust him. I think Kanye might even be on it. But the problem with that is that I don't think neither of them niggas touching Drake in a rap battle. If it's one on one, Drake is discarding these niggas' bodies and it's not even close. Because again, like I said, this is the only battle tested nigga in the game. He's been through this shit. He's been through the wars. If he comes out with a stay scheming verse, you can put this shit in the box. It's over. Yeah, go ahead and put that shit in the box, bro. So, yeah. But until next time, man, I am Brandon Janu. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Peace.